Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Fadi Hakura, who manages the program on Turkey at Chatham House, the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London. Fadi, the president of Turkish Northern Cyprus, gave an interview last week to the Guardian newspaper in which he expressed fears of Turkish encroachment and even annexation. What is this all about?
The Turkish Cypriots and the Greek Cypriots have not been engaging in a viable peace process since the collapse of the large major encounter in July 2017. So the fear is if these reunification talks are not revived, Turkey's involvement in the affairs of Northern Cyprus will increase and could ultimately lead to the annexation, effective de facto annexation of the northern half of the island to Turkey.
We know that Turkey has lately sent vessels to look for energy resources in the waters off Cyprus, which is a divided island. The southern part of Cyprus, of course, is the Republic of Cyprus, Greek Cypriots. They are members of the EU. This Turkish move has angered the EU, and it's been generally left in the shadows, the Turkish relationship with northern Cyprus. This seems to indicate that the relationship is not very smooth.
Turkey tends to view Cyprus as a parent-child relationship. Turkey has nearly 40,000 troops stationed in the northern half of the island and sees itself as a motherland country, which means that the Turkish part of Cyprus is subordinate to the Republic of Turkey.
How do the Turks in northern Cyprus feel about this? It's, from my recollection, the only country that recognizes northern Cyprus is Turkey. No other country recognizes northern Cyprus, and there would seem to be a natural affinity. The president of northern Cyprus won the presidency in 2015 with a vote of 60% in the final round of the election. Does this indicate that people in northern Cyprus are not entirely pro-Turkey?
Turkish Cypriots tend to be more secular and cosmopolitan than their counterparts in Turkey. They are very, very keen for Cypriot reunification, but with security guarantees provided by the Republic of Turkey. The current leadership in northern Cyprus won the elections in 2015 on the basis of a reunification process with the southern half of the island. Those negotiations collapsed and is therefore undermining the popularity of the current political leadership in northern Cyprus.
Meaning if elections were held today, the current president might lose?
There is a serious possibility that the current president might lose, given that the reunification negotiations between the Republic of Cyprus and the Turkish Cypriot collapsed, and this is undermining his popularity among the electorate.
You are listening to Fadi Hakura, who manages the program on Turkey at Chatham House, the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London. How realistic are the prospects for a Turkish takeover of northern Cyprus and perhaps the entire island? There are a lot of energy resources there, and we know that Turkey is interested in them. Do we see this as a possibility?
I do not think in the immediate term that Turkey is looking forward to annex the Turkish half of the island. What's been happening, if you like, is de facto integration of the Turkish part of Cyprus into Turkey itself. More and more younger Turkish Cypriots are leaving the island for jobs in Europe, United States and the West in general. We've seen also a large migration of Anatolian Turks from the central part of Turkey into northern Cyprus.
Considering the fact that Erdogan, the president of Turkey, quite often follows through on threats, how angry is Turkey and, by extension, Erdogan with the words of the president in The Guardian, and how might he express this anger in more realistic terms?
President Erdogan is extremely unhappy with the statements by the Turkish Cypriot political leader, Mustafa Akıncı. He did not like the language used. However, to be fair, President Erdogan in the past did show unprecedented flexibility to bring about the unification of Cyprus. But those gestures were not enough for Greece and the Republic of Cyprus.
But how might Erdogan show his unhappiness right now? What are ways that Northern Cyprus might be reliant on Turkey that Erdogan could perhaps cut off the tap?
The Turkish part of Cyprus is reliant on the flow of money to the tune of around $700-800 million a year. Also, Turkey tends to supply a big part of its of the water consumption needs in northern Cyprus, and Turkey provides all the soldiers. Nearly 40,000 soldiers are stationed in northern Cyprus as a form of security guarantee. So Turkey has a lot of levers to use if it wants to, but my hunch is they will not use those levers, but try at least behind the scenes to promote a candidate they like to attain the political leadership in northern Cyprus.
And to rely on democracy to do the rest.
There are elections in northern Cyprus. They tend to be quite vigorous, but this does not negate the fact that Turkey plays an immense role in those elections.
When is the next election due?
I think the elections are due later this year.
Fadi Hakoura, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.